Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's been only the
pretty chill weekend at the Parks house.
I watched some football.
Watched the Steelers win yesterday. That was controversial ending there. Watched the Chiefs lose.
What else is going on today?
I'm trying to figure out what else is going on.
My God, what a day.
In 1 hour.
What a day. We are T-minus 1 hour from, I think, if we're all honest, the announcement, no matter what side you fall on this, everyone is happy it's going to be settled and over. Stop talking about it. Tell me where the stadium's
going to
go.
We are going to talk about it today.
My God, what a time to be alive in this town.
Alex Gold from 96.5 The Fan. What do we expect to hear in 54 minutes?
Well, I think we'll hear the official announcement from Governor Laura Kelly, and I imagine Mark Donovan, Clark Hunt will both speak as well to announce that they've agreed to the terms for a financing deal that will move the Chiefs for the first time out of Missouri into the state of Kansas. There was the LCC meeting that took place at 1 o'clock today in Topeka. They went into an executive session for, I don't know, maybe a half hour. So around 1:45, they came back out, and something like the lectern already had like the, what do you want to call it, the signage already mentioning Chiefs to Kansas. And then they unanimously voted, the members of that committee voted to approve the financing deal. And so it's already, it's a done deal. They approved the packaging. Mm-hmm. They're just going to fluff it off and do a whole press conference here.
If we may, before we look forward, can we just look back 12 to 15 days, how this happened without leaking in the beginning and without really all of the major players on the Missouri side understanding how close they were to losing the institution that is the Kansas City Chiefs? As recent as Friday, Mayor Lucas, we love Mayor Lucas on this program, said that this was not happening today.
I'll see if I can't bring that up.
Is there a bigger fumble, Alex, politically? You look at Frank White and you look at Mayor Q and you look at the Missouri legislature and the Missouri voters who were asked during the worst possible time after the worst possible campaign to save the Chiefs, and the voters said no.
I think Friday, whether it was Phil Lavota or Mayor Lucas, some of it was just politics, right? And already trying to shift the narrative that we tried everything possible to keep these teams and they left us. Look what we did. I think that was obviously part of the plan on Friday. But he was very, very confident, as you said. He was on with Carrington, actually, over on 96.5 The Fan Friday as well.
You have the audio?
Yeah.
Because you got a peacock if you want to steal something. That's the idea, but I'm actually not concerned. I'm sitting here fairly comfortable with where we are, the relationships we have, the negotiations we have, but I will say who will make the news and who will break the news. It ain't going to sneak up on Twitter or on this 7 a.m. hour of a radio show. It's going to be something that you see actually firmly announced, and you will not see that on Monday.
That is not going to weather well.
No, not great. Not great. That part was unnecessary, right? Like, you could come on the air and still say you're talking.
We're still working on it.
But to be so confident it's not happening on Monday when, let's be real, by Friday, everything was pointing towards this announcement happening today.
I knew Friday night. I was at a funeral on Friday. Sadly, a good friend of mine died. And the state senator who represents Leavenworth, Lansing, and the Legends was at, happened to have a mutual friend. And I had never met him. He'll be joining us in the 3 o'clock hour. And I leaned into him and I said, is this a done deal? And he goes, we've already shaken hands. It's over. His words, it's over. And I said, when will we know? And he goes, Monday afternoon.
Yeah, for the last week, every sign was pointing that direction. I know you guys have had Bob Fesco on, and he's been all over this for months and months and months. But this is where this was all trending, at least as a week or so ago. I think maybe 3 weeks ago, people thought the Royals might have been the first team to announce the move. And there's some stuff that's going on there. That's not a done deal that they're not moving as well. We'll see as time goes on if they end up on the Kansas side.
What do you think about that, by the way?
The Royals, now my question would be, is there anything the state of Missouri and KC Mo can do now that you know you're already, now that you know a team is gone?
Yeah.
Like the Chiefs are leaving. Does that make you, I don't know, desperate, I guess?
Yeah.
You know, should it?
To roll out the biggest red carpet in the history of red carpets and say, like, what do you want to stay?
Because otherwise you're losing both.
And you're Quentin Lucas, who has political aspirations higher than being mayor of Kansas City, and your legacy, and I like Quentin Lucas. I consider him a friend. Your legacy is you lost both teams.
Even
at
though
once.
Scott, it wasn't up to him.
Doesn't
he
matter.
Just said legacy though. You're just talking legacy.
It was not up to him.
It doesn't matter.
I agree with you on the leg. Like that will be part of the legacy. I don't think if we were to list off, we could have a long list of individuals and things that have transpired.
Frank
White's at the top of the list, guys. He's at the top of the list.
No doubt.
And look, the plan. What 2 Aprils ago, the vote. We all saw last minute the site change for the Royals. That's where that to me is where Mayor Q deserves some of the blame. The fact that the East Village site got shifted around on the Royals
3 weeks prior to
that. That
vote.
To me is where he deserves a ton of the blame. The Chiefs renovation plan though that they rolled out was not a great renovation plan, guys. It looked like a half-assed renovation plan.
It
just did. So there's plenty of blame. But yeah, legacy wise. Who was it? Who was the mayor when potential one now, maybe two, one now pro team is leaving your city? That's part of the record.
Does this also not say you can buy nostalgia? Everyone said nostalgia is going to be enough to keep it. Nostalgia is going to be enough that when it comes right down to it, the history of that site, you know, it was revolutionary at the time to have the baseball and the football stadium. In the end, it didn't mean squat.
Business over everything else.
Every time.
I mean, that's the reality. You know, if it was just about, you know, just the fans and just the legacy and your father, in this case, we're talking about Lamar Hunt and obviously the father of Clark Hunt, who brought the team from Dallas. If it was all that, well then, yeah, we wouldn't, of course you'd just stay at Arrowhead. But we all are seeing what's happening in the NFL there's a bunch of new stadium projects right now. The Broncos just announced one. The Titans are building a brand new stadium. The Bills are building a brand new stadium. The Browns, on and on and on, Scott. And if you want to increase revenue as a business, that's what all these places are doing.
But Alex, it's worth repeating, a third of all NFL franchises do not play in the city that bears their name. For example, the Jets and the Giants don't even play in the same state.
Correct. Yep, it's something we've echoed.
They play in New Jersey.
It's something we've echoed over and over. Like the Chiefs staying in the region was the most important thing. And that was accomplished today.
Let's not go to Nashville.
They're staying in the Kansas City Metro. And I know some people disagree with me on that. Trust me, I saw it on my text line on my show today. People, some people get upset and say it's not the KC Metro. It is. Kansas is part of the Kansas City Metro.
Clearly.
It is.
Hence the name.
Right. Yeah, we're not even like discussing whether or not Liberty counts. Or, like, literally, the name is Kansas City, Kansas. But yeah, I just think, Scott, the people forget Arlington with Dallas. We can go on and on and on. I mean, the LA Rams don't play in LA. They play in Inglewood. And San Francisco plays in Santa Clara.
Mm-hmm.
Can you also remind everyone the practice facility will also move? So that's been in St. Joe.
So two different things. So that's training camp.
Training camp stays.
The practice facility is right next to the stadium.
Why can it not stay? I asked Alex during the break, like, why can't they just say, okay, well, we're going to steal the team, but we can keep the practice facility where it exists.
So the practice facility is where, if you see that KU Med facility, and it's got like the football shaped roof, if you're driving, you know, that's the practice facility. In the bill in Missouri, and it's basically like state law. The way it was written up, they have to, all or nothing, I guess, is the simple way to describe it.
They leave in tandem.
All or nothing. Mm-hmm. So nothing is official on location, but the thought, and I was talking to Scott about this, the thought is that the Chiefs training facility potentially would be in Shawnee or Olathe. That's not confirmed. That's just kind of the speculation of what everybody thinks is going to happen. Training camp is a great question. I don't think anybody knows yet. Here's the thing with training camp. We know they've been going to St. Joe. That obviously, once you know, fast forward 4 years from now and everything, that won't happen. They're not going to go to Missouri for training camp.
That's what I was going to ask
you. But Andy Reid is one of the few coaches, guys, anyway, that goes away for training camp. A lot of these teams stay on site, so potentially they could just do it at the new stadium. If not, I know in past years they have actually talked with Washburn in Topeka about moving. This was before any of the stadium stuff.
Oh, yes. Get them a little bit out of town. But I just think this has wider implications than just we're moving where the fans are going to go.
Of course. The capacity is probably going to be less. But there's going to be way more suites, and we know what suites bring dollars. There's also the reality of the personal seat licenses, guys, which might come as a shock to some people that have season tickets. This is also a trend that happens in these new stadiums. Basically, the right to buy a ticket. You have to buy a license. Now, you can be paid out usually over 10-plus years, but let's say, and I'm just throwing out numbers, club-level tickets, honestly, it could be $25,000 per ticket just to have the right to buy that ticket.
Wow.
Do you have time for one more second?
Sure. Wow.
Okay, Alex Gold with 96.5 The Fan here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
For every question you ask, 10 more pop up. And one of the listeners over at 96.5 The Fan had said, well, what if we win a Super Bowl? Where's the parade? And I said, well, the parade still has to be at Union Station. Like, they've got the capacity to pull off the parade and the law enforcement.
Two states, one city.
I don't know about that.
Not so fast.
I don't know about that. You're telling me that if the Chiefs win a Super Bowl in 6 years or something and there's a parade, and it'd be a good problem to have, of course, you're telling me that Casey Moe is going to
welcome it.
You know how much money those parades cost?
I know it.
I mean, look, I don't know the definitive answer, but honestly, if at that point, why would you? Why would you allow the parade at Union Station?
So we anticipate at 3:00 there's going to be a press conference. Well, there will be a press conference where the Chiefs are moving to Wyandotte County. Does that automatically involve a roof? And if so, is that a Final Four and a Super Bowl?
So the way it's been discussed this entire time has been that they've been describing it as a dome stadium. What we don't know definitively. When you say dome, that's not retractable roof. That's a dome. And so we don't know definitively. I would have preferred personally a retractable roof if you're going to go non-open air to begin with, because at least it allows you to.
Who has a retractable roof?
The Houston Texans do down at their stadium. The Cowboys.
Does Phoenix have?
Yes. So where the Super Bowl was at in Phoenix, they have a retractable roof.
And they roll the field turf out.
Yeah.
They water it and let it have some sun. And
yeah, so Vegas, Allegiant's not retractable, but they do the field rolling out thing. That's very popular now. And I don't know in this climate if that's realistic or not. I have no idea. That's probably real specific stuff. But as of now, it seems like it would be a dome stadium, which Final Four, absolutely in play. Super Bowl, I think. Normally with Kansas City, you would say no, even with the dome, but Clark Hunt and the relationship that he has with the NFL and his family and the legacy there.
Why would you say no?
Which part?
The Super Bowl.
Because the way the NFL is trended before, if it wasn't for Clark Hunt, I would say it would be very unlikely to get a Super Bowl, even with the new stadium. But because of him, I think they'll get it. And the thought is, if you look at where the NFL is trending with their Super Bowl rotation, and they're giving the draft to these cold weather cities. It was in Kansas City. It's in Pittsburgh. It was in Green Bay last year. That's kind of what they've decided to throw the cities. Yeah, basically. And the draft has been awesome. I mean, we've had it here in Kansas City. So Clark Hunt, though, I think could convince the NFL to get a Super Bowl to Kansas City. His dad named the damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a big deal.
Wow. I just don't know what else to say, because I think for weeks we weren't really sure this was going to happen. And now we are 35 minutes, T-minus 35 minutes away from one of the biggest announcements in the history of both states, and certainly in the history of this town.
And I want to be clear. I take no joy. People were saying, accusing us on Thursday and Friday of last week, oh, you guys are just giddy, you're Kansas side. I would actually prefer that the Chiefs and Royals stay where they are.
So I got the same text on my show, and it's no secret. Look, I live on the Kansas side. I've spent my entire life, though, going to Missouri for sporting events. I have no problem going to Arrowhead, going to Kauffman, going to T-Mobile Center. Like, this is that's all I've known. Yep. And so I get it. There's a good chunk of your audience today that's bummed out, as you should be if you're on the Missouri side, probably.
Yeah.
And a huge chunk of your audience on the Kansas side that is excited and somewhere in between, right? Yep. And so I get all of that. For me, I thought years back when we first started talking about this stadium stuff, I always thought the best move was Royals downtown.
Yes.
And Chiefs new stadium, which meant Kansas. And the thought was, I didn't believe in renovating Arrowhead. And the first sporting event I ever went to was at Arrowhead. This is not me saying Arrowhead stinks. No, it's an unbelievable atmosphere, and it'll be way different. It will. It will be different than what we are used to here in Kansas City. I'm also a believer in downtown baseball. Unfortunately, both, downtown baseball and the Chiefs of the Legends, I don't know if that's going to be the outcome here. I think, unfortunately, downtown baseball may not happen. But that's where I was. My preference was downtown baseball and new stadium in Kansas for the Chiefs.
Do you think the Royals are going to 119th and Knoll?
I just wonder about today's announcement, if that changes anything.
Yeah.
If it doesn't change anything, then yes, I think they will head to 119th and Knoll. If today changes how Casey Moe...
I hate that location.
So do I. So do I. I like downtown baseball.
Yeah.
I think they'll make the location work. I don't think it's going to turn out to be this terrible stadium. That's not what I'm saying. But I think the logistics of, you know, if you're living in that area, if you're trying to get in and out, we already know what 119th and 119th and Metcalf is like on a Friday at 5 o'clock already, let alone before a baseball game. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about 80 nights, you know, you're talking about 80 nights a year.
A lot of games. When do you think we'll know? When do you think the baseball decision will be made?
I get the sense we'll know by May. The legislative session starts January 5th in Kansas. It ends in May. I know Ty Masterson, the Senate Majority Leader, I think it is, made a statement last week suggesting that they were not going to take this financing up for the Royals during this session. But as you guys know, if there's a deal to be had, like, they can call an LCC meeting, frankly, whenever they want. So I still think it happens before the summertime.
Start naming buildings after Governor Laura Kelly. Amen. It's unbelievable. Really unreal what she has pulled off here today.
You might want to name the stadium after her.
My goodness.
Laura Kelly Stadium.
Yeah,
at Arrowhead.
It's a hell of a get. It really is.
Is North Kansas City completely out of the mix?
For the Royals?
For the Royals?
You can't say 0%. Can't say zero. I think it's unlikely. What? But I don't think it's 0%, no.
But Alex, and I've been saying this for a long time, and maybe I'm wrong, that the Chiefs go to Wyandotte County, Western Wyandotte County. Why not keep the Royals at the Truman Sports Complex? Tear down Arrowhead. Build a new Kauffman Stadium right there, okay? Mm-hmm. Then tear down the old Kauffman Stadium and create an entertainment district around Kauffman Stadium. 82 nights a year, or days, you have 15,000 plus people in an entertainment district. You can't beat it.
I think there's a lot of people that agree with you. That one, the Royals have, from the beginning, come out and said, no matter where we end up, we're not staying at the K.
Why?
So for starters. Well, because I'll echo, I guess, what Mark Donovan said publicly maybe a year or so ago, and he took some heat for it, Mark Donovan, Chiefs team president, where he basically acknowledged that, like, the area around there if it was going to develop, it would have developed.
It would have.
And that's the answer for both of the teams, ultimately. Like, why neither would just build it? Like, why not build a bunch of hotels around there and restaurants and all that? I'm with you. It sounds good in theory, but I don't believe that that would be a viable business strategy.
It would have happened by now.
You know, the one thing we know is that the Royals are not staying at the K. I don't know what the end result for sure is. 190th and all up north. Hopefully it's still in this region. You know, well, if everything fell apart, that's where you would have a real concern. But
are they going to Nashville?
No, but if all of a sudden you couldn't get something done, that would be the alternative. And the most important thing is keeping the teams in the KC metro area. And that's the good news with the announcement today on the Chiefs front. They're staying in the KC metro. And I think the Royals will as well. And I think ultimately they're going to end up at Overland Park.
And the deal with the Chiefs is 30 years, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that is accurate. I don't know what the final terms were. Maybe we'll find some of that stuff out here.
I do believe we will. And by the way, the vote, the Kansas City Star is reporting, was unanimous.
Yes. Yeah, the LCC.
To approve the stadium deal. And Representative Sean Tarwater, a Still Rub Republican, says he expects details to be revealed at the 3 p.m. special announcement with respect to funding. I think we're going to get more details than you guys think we are.
Okay.
I really do.
I hope so.
30 minutes away, man. We're going to know.
All right, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
What a day.
96.5 The Fan.
Thank you, Alex.
Do appreciate your time. We'll take some calls. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. I take no joy in the Chiefs moving from Missouri to Kansas, but that is about to be official in 26 minutes. And we will join that news conference from Topeka Live. Already we are seeing pictures of Governor Laura Kelly and Clark Hunt standing outside of the Capitol building.
She is holding a jersey that says Chiefs with the number 31, as in 2031.
Correct.
This is happening.
It's over. And we will also be joined by a state senator who represents the area around the Legends right after that news conference. Cody in Shawnee. Cody, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, hope you're well. Say, this is good news, I guess. Well, and bad news. I mean, just depending how you look at it. But I had a friend of mine that works at the front office with the Minnesota Vikings, and months ago, he leaked and said, hey, guess what? They're going to move to Kansas because there's just no way. I believe that the previous gentleman with the fan was talking about this is business. This is business when it comes down to when the state of Kansas is offering, at that time, 80%, right? Mm-hmm. We'll build a stadium for you. My buddy said, you have to be probably, you know, he said, no offense, but dumb to pass that deal up. He said, because that's 80%. That the Chiefs don't have to come up with, that's guaranteed to say, come move here, we'll build you what you want, what you need. And he said Missouri just isn't coming with anything to the plate to satisfy the palate. So here it is now, a couple months later.
Yeah, and we're literally 24 minutes out.
I don't think by Friday anyone thought there was anything of substance Missouri could do to save it, Scott, because you have to remember the plan that they, you know, rushed to the podium. And I feel bad for Phil Lavota because they said, hey, the microphone's hot. You go out.
Right.
You go out and take the fall here. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was anything they could do other than to say, we hope to put a plan together to be on the April ballot, to ask voters to approve the money. And then if they say yes for a new stadium to remain in Missouri, Kansas was always the bird in hand. Mm-hmm. It was the bird in hand. Mm-hmm. And from a business standpoint, do you roll the dice and put this in front of voters a second time when they said a resounding no on that last ballot question?
And here's why I think the Royals are leaving Kansas City, Missouri. You put the Royals on the ballot by themselves for staying at, you know, the Truman Sports Complex or wherever. I think Kansas City voters say no. There is such a sour taste in people's mouths over the property tax debacle.
And now you want me to pony up more money.
Right. Let's play Quentin Lucas again, just briefly, talking to 96.5 The Fan.
And why are you hearing a lot of people talking?
Because you got a peacock if you want to steal something. That's the idea. But I'm actually not concerned. I'm sitting here fairly comfortable with where we are, the relationships we have, the negotiations we have. But I will say who will make the news and who will break the news. It ain't going to sneak up on Twitter or on this 7 a.m. hour of a radio show. It's going to be something that you see actually firmly announced, and you will not see that on Monday.
You will see it on Monday. You'll see it in 20 minutes. He could not be more wrong. Let's go to Justin in Shawnee. Justin, hello.
Oh, that aged poorly for Quentin Lucas, which is unfortunate because I like him. I think he's a good man.
So do I. I like him a lot.
This is a good thing. I'm going to be happy about this. I live on the Kansas side. I lived on the Missouri side about 15 minutes from the stadium. Now I'm going to live on the Kansas side about 15 minutes from the stadium.
That's what I said, Justin.
It's not a bad thing for my state, and I'm going to be happy about it. And for those of you on the Missouri side that are unhappy about it, it was put to the voters, and the voters resoundingly said no for both teams. What were we going to do? Just let them leave the entire metro area altogether? That was never going to happen. Kansas had everything that they needed. They had dollars ready to be spent for this very specific thing. Mm-hmm. And all of the elected representatives on the Missouri side, they just passed it up and said, that's never going to happen because they're already here. They're not going to leave. And now look where we're at. So if you're mad about it and you're on the Missouri side, blame your elected representatives. If you're happy about it and you're on the Kansas side, blame your elected representatives.
Well, Justin, I would only add to what you just said. If you're on the Missouri side and you voted no, blame yourself.
Absolutely. The amount of people that are upset about this and voted no is astonishingly high. And I don't understand it. And if you're just mad that somebody else is going to get something nice, I don't know what to tell you. Like, grow up.
I will say this, Justin.
The previous caller said, this is business.
If you voted no, you're on the Missouri side and you said no to the sales tax that would have potentially kept the Chiefs east of state line. I don't blame those voters at all. Given the information that you had at the time, which was, where are we going to put it? Well, we're not sure. What's the deal going to look like? We're not sure. Mm-hmm. When is it going to happen? We're not sure. Mm-hmm. The hasty way with which that campaign was put together, coupled with the dumpster fire of, oh, by the way, you might be losing your house right now because we're going to the county is going to literally rake you over the coals with a property tax jump, the likes which we've never seen. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever blame the voters. They were handed a turd to vote for. What would you have done?
Now polish it.
And most people would have said hell no to that vote. It was the wrong time with no details, no facts.
They kept the teams together on the ballot. And keep in mind, and you know this as well as anybody, Dana, there was an East Side Royal Stadium idea, which was at the last minute changed to Washington Square Park.
Yes.
Within 3 weeks of the election.
And within 3 weeks, guess what? Those business owners said, not in my backyard. And you would have said the same thing, Scott.
Absolutely. Let's go to Fran in Warsaw. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, friend.
Hi.
And I agree with the people that were saying earlier. On Friday, I was upset with you two because you were very giddy about it, them moving to Kansas. So
who was? We were?
What's even worse is the Chiefs are ungrateful. Missouri and the people of Jackson County have supported them through all those crappy years. And then they turn around and, they don't even want to work with it. Because I'm going to tell you, when they voted, you could tell Hunt, he did not try to keep it there. He didn't try. He wanted that brand new shiny stadium. So, yeah, I totally disagree. I will never be a Chiefs fan again. But on top of all this, something none of you guys have thought about. They're moving to Kansas. The NFL wanted them to change their name because it's Chiefs, right? Now, they don't have anything to stand on. They're not in Missouri. They're not in Kansas City, Missouri. So, Roe Bartle, the chief, then why should they get Chiefy's name now? They have nothing to stand on.
You think the name will change, Scott?
No.
And it's a great call, Fran. And
well,
look,
no.
People, I understand people are mad.
No,
people are
they're
going
not
to,
changing the name.
I feel like people in Kansas are like, oh, that's cool, or indifferent. People in Missouri are furious, and I get it. It's your show. We're going to let you all sound off all day long.
I'm indifferent.
I don't think we were giddy on Friday. I think we're just so glad it's over. Let's just, my God, pick a path. Sometimes you got to just take the fork in the road, Scott. Any fork. Just pick and let's move on. We're tired of talking about it, too.
I've said from day one, I love the Truman Sports Complex idea. And if they were to stay out there, I would be fine with it. If the Royals and the Chiefs stayed at the Truman Sports Complex, great. It's not going to happen. For whatever reason, the Chiefs and the Royals have decided to get a divorce. Okay? And they want to go away. Let's go to Alicia in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So the big thing is everybody should be disappointed in the way that the, I guess it's the, our government or our Kansas City people put in on the voting both stadiums at the same time. That's why it got voted no.
Yeah.
Some people were for the Kansas City Chiefs. Some people were for the Royals. I mean, they should have not put both of them on the ballot. If anybody should be upset, it should be for whoever established that vote and how we voted for both stadiums. It should have been two separate entities.
You'll get no disagreement from me. These teams have decided, as I mentioned just a moment ago, they've decided to get a divorce. The one place the Royals will not go is the Legends. They can't. It would be impossible. Steven in Olathe. Steven, hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So, you know, I am unapologetically happy that they are coming to this side, unlike you, Scott, because that means that I don't have to drive over one more pothole when going to the game. The previous mayor, he was more focused on a airport than he was about city streets and taxes being at the correct levels. The mayor right now, he's a great mayor, but, you know, he's stuck in the seat of the previous parties that held it. And you can't fix everything in that city just by going to the office. He inherited a lot of deficits. He inherited a lot of things in that city that need to be fixed, and it doesn't happen in 4 and 8 years. So, you know, the Chiefs moving or even the Royals moving is not a surprise because there's no money in that city to upkeep the streets, the water mains, and teams at the same time. And before I give too much credit to Laura Kelly, you know, we're coming up on an election cycle, and 4 years ago, she was shutting down businesses with the COVID moratorium. So, you know, a trophy on her name is better than her name on gravestones of businesses that have passed.
Okay. All right, Steve. Do appreciate the call. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
News conference in 11 minutes out of Topeka, where it will be announced that the Kansas City Chiefs are about to become the Kansas City, Kansas Chiefs.
Good friend of mine who has lived in Missouri her entire life says the announcement makes me sick. I couldn't even listen to you guys on Friday. We can't get a jail built. The amount of crime in our city is ridiculous. We are losing businesses and now this. Mm-hmm. The whole thing sucks and I am sick to my stomach.
Let's go to Francie in Lee Summit. Francie, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys. First of all, Dana hit right on the head. The whole entire referendum on the stadiums that was given to the voters of Jackson County was a referendum on the county. It had absolutely nothing to do with the Chiefs or the Royals.
Yeah.
They intentionally combined those two together because they wanted the Royals to stay also, and people didn't really care at that point, to be honest. They thought by tying them together that the voters would say, okay, cool, yeah, we'll keep them all, no worries. I'm one of those people who had a 300% increase in my taxes for the county. So believe me, there's a lot more things going on for all of us here than whether we have a team or not. Yep. And let me just say this. I'm a huge sports fan. I was a Chiefs season ticket holder for 15 years. I was the whole pre-Schottenheimer, Schottenheimer, post-Schottenheimer. So I love the game. Absolutely love the game. They've priced themselves out of business, if you ask me. But what this whole entire issue right now comes down to is 100% greed. And that greed lays squarely on the shoulders of Clark Hunt. Anybody that thinks it's other than that is just fooling themselves. He wants a bright new shiny stadium. He wants all the money he can have. He had no intention of ever staying at the Jackson County Sports Complex. I don't blame the Chiefs or the Royals. That place is a turd. You can't even polish it enough to do anything to improve that location. It is a dead zone in town. It's a dead part of Kansas City, Raytown, Independence. It is in need of serious revitalization. It'd be great if they could start with that revitalization by the stadium and the sports. It's just not going to happen, though. And, you know, I am so sorry to see the Chiefs go, but it's not going to impact my life. We'll all go on.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
I agree. I loved our other caller earlier, Francine, who said it was going to take me 20 minutes to get to the game where it was.
Now it takes me 20 minutes to get to the game.
It's going to take me 20 minutes to go on the other side. And, you know, as far as the Chiefs being now out of reach for most people in Kansas City, I would make the argument it was already out of reach for most people in Kansas City, all NFL ticket prices. It's not going to get any better.
Oh, it's going to get more expensive.
It will get more expensive.
Oh, for sure.
But ask your average family of four when the last time was they plopped down to take the kids to a Chiefs game. We have not done that. Scott, it is astronomical to go to a game.
Let's go to Chris in Kansas City. Chris, hello.
Hello. I've lived in Jackson County 26 years. I'm not in there right now. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. But I this is a horrible thing for one, Missouri. There's a lot of points about this I'd like to make. But I mean, this is a bad thing for Missouri in so many ways. The revenue, the income, I mean, there's so many parts. But Dana just said something I want to comment on, is that they were pricing themselves out already. The Kansas City fans were out of reach now for them to even go out there. This is the exact reason why you shouldn't be a fan of the Chiefs anymore. The second thing I would say is in just a few months, we're going to change that sign to Kansas City Stadium. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and keep that up. Don't change it back to Arrowhead. and then they will 100% change that name when they go to Kansas. There's no.
Oh, you think so?
Well, go ask the Washington Commanders how much money they made on renaming. It's a revenue thing. It's all about money. You guys have said it. Business, 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 business.
You think it'll be like Chris, real quick, let me ask you this. You think it'll be like the Hyundai BestBuy.com
yes.
stadium?
Yes.
Something like that, but I could see it being the Kansas Chiefs, no longer the Kansas City Chiefs, because you can rename it the Kansas Chiefs. Still sounds the same, but your logo, all your apparel could be different. You make more money on it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, Chris, it will still sit in Kansas City on the Kansas side. Was there ever a more brilliant power move by the state of Kansas Come to Kansas City, Kansas. You don't have to change anything. We'll build you a dome.
But even when the Cowboys moved to Arlington, they were still the Dallas Cowboys. Even when the 49ers moved to Santa Clara, they were still the San Francisco 49ers. Even when the Jets and Giants moved to New Jersey, they were still the New York Jets and New York Giants.
Okay, but now we have the Washington Commanders, and our listener brings up a great point. Do they go ahead and transition into a different name?
Yes.
You think so?
When L.A. built their new stadium, guess what it became? SoFi. When the Las Vegas, now they didn't have a team prior, but when they built their stadium, what did it become? Allegiant. There is so much money. I mean, we're talking millions and millions of dollars in selling the naming rights to your stadium.
Do we need to go to break early? I'm worried this is going to start and we're going to be in break.
No, because when we go to the news, if we're in the middle of ABC News and they start, we're going to take ABC News down and we're just going to go to the news conference. Let's go to Dave in Liberty.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
As a Missouri resident for all my life, I'm happy they went to Kansas because the state of Missouri, Jefferson City government, could not be trusted, I believe, as far as the Chiefs are concerned. If you look at the ballot initiative that was overturned by Missouri residents because they didn't like the way it was, I don't think the Chiefs could trust them either. And I think Frank White was a big part of this being torpedoed in Jackson County. He was always the only lone vote that held out. And now they're paying the price. I'm happy for Kansas.
You know,
they deserve a much better state to reside in than the state of Missouri. And the only other benefit from it is, is now when the announcers say, well, here we are in Kansas, watch the Kansas City Chiefs.
They'll be right.
But Dave, you brought up the name Frank White. And I think that bears repeating. I think he has a huge shoulder of blame in regards to the Chiefs ending up over in Kansas, which is going to be announced in about 3 minutes from now. He has been routinely butthurt by his seemingly disrespect from the Kansas City Royals, not making him the manager years ago, him not ending up in the Hall of Fame.
And I think not only that, Scott, I think he was holding out for something. I thought that he thought that he could hold up and get a benefit from this and wasn't going to budge.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate it. We will get that news conference here in just a moment out of Topeka. The Kansas City Chiefs are moving to Kansas. Coming up in just a moment here on Dan and Parks.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.